And halftime continues here for Wildcat homecoming against Post University. I'm joined now by Wildcat linebacker Maquan Hudson. Maquan, now you're in your fourth season on the field, sixth in total with the team after joining the program from Zion, Illinois. What made you choose Northern Michigan? How have you enjoyed life in the Upper Peninsula?
I was recruited by Northern my senior year of high school by Coach Cannon. He came down and seen me at school and also came to visit me at work. I actually wasn't choosing to go here out of high school. I chose a different school, but at the last second, I had a change of thought and called Coach Cannon. He told me, you know, let's get the ball rolling. And I ended up here and very thankful that I had that sort of epiphany, if you can say. And I've had a blessed 6 years here.
So having been with the team since 2017, at this point, you're one of the longest tenured Wildcats. And you've been here for the entire tenure of Coach Nystrom and defensive coordinator Kirby Cannon, who recruited you and those two run the defense. It's not common at the collegiate level anymore to have that degree of coaching consistency. So how has your relationship grown with Coach Nystrom and with Coach Cannon over these past 6 years?
They've known me since I was 18 years old, and now I'm 23, so they've known me for quite some time. So our relationship has built over the years. You know, you spend so much time around them, they get to know you, they get to watch you grow up, and I've just been blessed to have those two as coaches for this time, along with the other coaches on the defensive staff.
And when you joined the Wildcat defense in 2017, it was in rough shape, the defense giving up over 450 yards of offense a game and over 30 points per game as well. But last season, the Cats defense posted its best stats in a decade, and you're on pace to eclipse those numbers once again this season. How have you and the defense as a unit grown over these past couple of years?
Well, our coaches have, over the years, told us what they expected out of us, and not only told us, they demanded. Year after year, they preach the same thing. It never changed. And I think that has helped us go from the defense we were in 2017 up until this point where we kind of expect to do great things.
And in talking about, you know, growing over time, since joining the Wildcats, you've put on 32 pounds of muscle and you've shifted from defensive line to linebacker. Give us some insights into how you train and prepare your body for these grueling seasons.
It's something that we do. In the off season, we try to take care of ourselves. We lift heavy. We have to eat right, sleep right. Our coaches have put us in the right place to be able to do such things, such as our strength coach, Dustin Branshaw. He's a great coach. He's been training us for the last 3 years and kind of just expects a lot out of us. Like, all of our coaches really expect stuff out of us. So that's in turn what we give them.
So for this season, you switched to jersey number 9. Was there any personal significance behind that change? Was it assigned to you, or do you not really care?
Not necessarily. I mean, having a single digit is something that a lot of people want to do in their college careers. You can ask anybody. It goes from defensive linemen, linebackers, receivers. If offensive linemen could wear it, I bet they would. I started off in 97, which was the number they gave me, and they gave me 50. Which is the number I wore in high school. And for my senior season, I was asked if I wanted to change and decided to just take number 9 because, I don't know, it's just a cool number.
What makes those single-digit numbers so coveted?
I think because there's only 9 of them. So they make duplicates of them. So, you know, we have a 9 on the offense and a 9 on the defense. But I don't know. There's just not that many. You can have as many double-digit numbers as you want. So going from 0 to 9 is, it's kind of like a prize almost. Have a single digit.
Okay, that makes sense. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is Maquan Hudson like away from the football field?
Well, since coming up here, I appreciate the outdoors a lot more. So I spend a lot of time outdoors, appreciating the world for what it is, like what it gives us. You know, growing up where I grew up, it's not as outdoorsy as it is up here. There's not as much scenery. So I do a lot of that. Of course, I'm attached to football, so I do a lot of lifting, trying to take care of myself, but I like cars and stuff. And
it's a little tougher to take care of them up here with the winters, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
It definitely is. I don't know. There's just a lot of things that you can do up here that are different than around the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when it comes to game time, walk us through your pregame routine. Do you have any rituals or superstitions that help you get your mind right to play a game?
Yeah, of course. So I begin by, after pregame meal, I go in the locker room, get everything set up. I put my jersey on my pads, get everything and, you know, work in order, clean my locker up, because I know a clean locker is like a clean mind. After that, I do, you know, I go into the weight room, do a little pumps that I look big during the game. I also read some scriptures from the Bible and, you know, journal to the Bible, which is, you know, a source of kind of prayer for me to prepare myself and to thank God for, you know, blessing me with another opportunity.
Do you have any particular passages that really resonate with you?
Not necessarily. I usually just go with the devotion for the day, and then I go and write, like, basically a prayer, you know.
Well, Maquan, I've really appreciated these insights into yourself and into your career as a football player. I want to thank you for your time. And before I let you go, I just have one more question for you, and that is, would you rather be the hero or the villain and make the game-saving sack at home or on the road?
It's a tough question, because doing it in front of the home crowd is a lot of fun, but also sealing a victory on the road is another. They're two different experiences. So if I had to choose one, I would probably choose one on the road so that we could have a nice travel home and, you know, that we took care of business. So it's the same thing that we expect on every business trip.
Right. Well, Maquan, I want to thank you again very much for your time. I've really appreciated getting these insights into yourself and into your career. Thanks again for joining us, and best of luck to you and the guys out there on the field today.
Thank you so much.
Wildcat linebacker Maquan Hudson. More after this as halftime continues on the Wildcat Sports Network.